Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to meet together during this season of Lent. Easter is on the way, and we are preparing our hearts for the death, the burial, and the glorious resurrection of Jesus. Matthew 21, 1 through 5, that is our passage today. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a beast of burden." Refer to it as Holy Week, the week that leads up to the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. With his eyes set on the cross, our Lord approached Jerusalem knowing that the initial phase would turn into a pronouncement of death. The initial phase was going to be a celebration, but that wouldn't last long. A victorious military leader would enter into a city on a white stallion flanked by an army. In fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy, Jesus entered the city in humility, riding on a donkey. Even the celebration, the triumphal entry, was a demonstration of Jesus relenting. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I'm not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved." And then Paul adds this important instruction. He says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." So we see in today's passage an example of humility. God in the flesh, Jesus, surrendered himself, entering Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. He continued to surrender himself all the way to the cross. See, the charge of the believer, the charge for the believer, is to follow that example of humble relent. Father, may we follow the example of Jesus today. Keep our hearts tender and humble. May we be true followers of Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.